Beloved friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, especially those who minister God's word, may God bless you. We greet you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We again look back to a weekend which was mightily blessed by the Lord. Many came from different countries, we can say from all over Europe, to be with us, to hear the word of God. At the same time, whatever was preached and taught was directly translated into all the different languages. And we now have the possibility that all who wish to hear may do so whenever they are connected to the internet. Beloved brothers, the main purpose of the ministry God sent in our time was to bring us back to the original teachings, to the original practices of the New Testament church as they were right at the very beginning. And we have to understand that the greatest ministry after 2,000 years, which was given to Brother Branham, was for a purpose, for a very, very special purpose, that the New Testament church would be called out, that the body of Christ would be brought together, that all the members would be baptized by one Holy Spirit into the body to function properly at the time when the restoration actually would take place. Sad to say that many things were misunderstood, many new doctrines were introduced, and God's people are scattered into various groups, one fighting the other, and that so very close to the return of Christ. We have to say, based upon two scriptures, a few things today. The first one, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Please don't have the idea that I wish to go back 100 years to the beginning of the Pentecostal movement. I don't wish to go back 100 years, but I certainly wish to go back 2,000 years. And I wish for you to follow the Lord as we do go back. Then we turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and here we read about the different ministries. I should only touch on verse 11 and a few more verses, speaking about our dear Lord and God. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And now comes the purpose, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there we read about baptism. We read about being filled and baptized in and with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, The divine order must be established right now. All the idle talk must stop. We have to return to the Bible pattern, and that must be done immediately. It says here, the ministries were given for one great purpose, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministries. Both must be included. The ministries are here to edify the whole body of Christ. But before the body of Christ can be edified, we, as single members, must be baptized into that body of Christ by the true baptism of the Holy Spirit, because all the gifts are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and therefore the baptism of all the members into the body of Christ is necessary before the members and the ministries can function. Only when we are baptized into one body, the body of Christ, Christ becomes the head. Not one member tells the other what to do, but the Lord, the head, directs each member, and therefore the ministries and the gifts must return into the body of Christ, just as God was in Christ. And our Lord could say, the works that I do, I don't do these works, but the Father that is within me, he does these works. In the same way, the works of Christ must continue in the body of Christ, which is the church of the living God. Not all the split up groups, many times in different cities and countries, you have different groups and all refer to the Bible, all refer to the prophet William Branham, and all believe what they wish and do what they like. Beloved, this time is over. God's time for God's people has come, and everything that we believe, teach, and practice must be checked out with the Word of God to make sure that we do believe according to the Scripture. In verse 13, we read, till we all come into the unity of the faith. Into the unity of the faith. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One message God gave unto us, including all the promises he made in his word. And just as it was in the days of Moses, the Lord God appeared to the prophet in a real way, heard his voice, saw the fire, took off his shoes, and was ordained for the special purpose to call God's people out. But then came the time of testing. At the end of that journey, Moses looked into the promised land from Mount Nebo, but he was taken to be with the Lord because his ministry was accomplished. All he was called for was done, and the next part was about to be done. And therefore, God continued, and let me clarify this. We don't need any Joshua. We don't need any Elijahs. We don't need any eighth messengers. We don't need anything. But we need to recognize what God is doing right now, the calling out, must be followed by the going in, by the going in into the promised word of God for this day. Just as Israel, all the Jews are called from the different countries into the promised land, so when their time comes, they will be there where God shall make history. In the same way, all the true believers must be called out from all denominations and churches, not into a new confusion, but into the will of God, according to the word of God. And then, of course, recognizing the promise, the main promise, that God would restore all things. Therefore, a ministry was necessary, like we saw it with Brother Branham. And I'm always glad that God gave me the great privilege to know this man, to know the ministry, to have part in the ministry God sent in our day. At the same time, it's of no use to go around and say, the prophet said, and then interpret what the prophet said, but take it back to the word of God and let the word of God be true and say what God said in his word. Otherwise, there will be misunderstandings coming up. Beloved brothers, before Pentecost took place, before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place, the true believers were in one accord. And because they were in one accord, heaven opened and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. Only then we read about the body of Christ being baptized into the body of Christ. And then we read about the different ministries and also from the perfecting of the signs and of the work and ministry that should take place. The same will take place right now. Before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit takes place and the final manifestation of God's power will be, we have to be one heart and one soul. May God bless you and be with you. Again, I say we look back to a most blessed weekend, and we all wish you God's richest blessings wherever you might be, and take greetings to all of God's children around the earth. May the dear Lord be with you and bless you and your ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.